The bill is dubbed the Class Action Fairness Act. It would move most of the large-scale lawsuits out of local and into federal courts. Supporters say the overhaul is overdue. James Buchan is the vice president for government relations at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. He says businesses have been hurt by lawyers who shop around for the most sympathetic county courts in which to file class action suits.
Madison County, Illinois is a classic example where trial lawyers from around the country will organize class action suits and bring them in this obscure little county in Illinois because they produce big results there. And it's a, you know, it just doesn't look right. There's something amiss there. There's something wrong, and you can't help but conclude that there's something corrupt about what's going on in Madison County, Illinois.
Buchan says federal courts have tighter rules on what constitutes a class action suit. The class action fairness legislation would move cases into federal court if most of the plaintiffs live outside the state where a given company is headquartered. Suits would only be heard in state courts if the company being sued is headquartered in that state. A critic says the proposal is anything but fair. Jackson Williams is a lawyer with Public Citizen.
So what it means is that most class actions in a state like Wisconsin, which has very few corporate headquarters, would definitely go to federal court, and any type of a nationwide class action would go to federal court.
Williams supports language that would crack down on coupon settlements. That practice usually ends up with attorneys collecting large fees and leaves plaintiffs with coupons for goods or services which they probably won't redeem. Williams says that would address the problem of frivolous suits without changing the rules for all cases.
But for the most part, the class actions that take place are real cases. They involve consumer ripoffs. They involve illegal fees, overcharges, and you have to have a strong law to deter that kind of corporate behavior.
Supporters of the Class Action Fairness Act say sentiments like that disparage the federal court system. James Buchan of WMC, the industry group, says despite political problems involving judicial appointments, the federal system could actually hear class action suits more quickly than local courts. And Buchan says the problem of frivolous suits is real. He cites a recent case against a magazine publisher.
The outcome of the class action suit was that millions of dollars were paid in legal fees, and the class received nothing more than a notice that had to appear in the magazine saying that the magazine wasn't going to engage in this obscure marketing practice anymore.
The U.S. House of Representatives approved the class action overhaul bill. The Senate is expected to vote on it later this week or early next. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.